welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
Glad you tuned to the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11, verse number 23, our Lord has explained about how it is with the demons and that he does so by the finger of the power of God, the finger of God, and it's not much effort for the Lord to cast these demons out of people. He is the strong man. He is the one that dominates. All things are subject unto him. And he tells us in verse number 23, he that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth. So that's the only way. You're either gathering with the Lord or you're scattering against him. He says that is the way it is. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth. And so though it's very much akin to what the Lord Jesus said unto his disciples, come, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. And that's what we do, is we fish with the net of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, and our Lord blesses with the increase of the salvation of souls. Here the subject has been a prayer, and then in the chapter, and then also about the casting out of demons, an accusation made about the Lord and how he did so, they believe, by the power of Satan. The Lord makes it clear that a divided house cannot stand. He is the strong man. He's doing so by the power of God and not Satan. And then he tells this that we read here about either gathering with him or scattering against him. Listen to what he says. This is a position of mankind, okay, a cut of the cross-section of mankind. Listen, verse 24 of Luke 11, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and finding none, he saith, I will return unto my house whence I came out. And when he cometh, he findeth it swept and garnished. And goeth he, and taketh to him seven other spirits, more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. Listen, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. So the Lord tells about what it happens with some, that there are those where the demons come and go from, and they are tormented by these demons and possessed by these demons that follow Satan. And it's the way that it is. And then they leave. They leave for whatever reason it is that they leave for a while. And the man is able to straighten up his life. He's able to sweep things up, get things back together, even dress things up, garnish things a little bit. But you know what? Not having the strong man within, he's a wide open target. And having turned over that new leaf and having cleaned up, those demons come back. That demon comes back. And the thing is he comes back and he finds us all cleaned up and all nice and pretty and looking good again. See, this man doesn't have the Spirit of God, the strong man, to fight off and keep away these weaker demons. But he's wide open. And this demon will go and get even seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. And what happens? The last state of that man whom they possess is worse than the first. You know, that's the way it is with some. So what's the point, Brother Jim? How does it help us to know that? I tell you what, sinner. I tell you what, child of God. We need our Lord. We need him. We need him to fill us as the children of God with the Word and the Holy Spirit of God. We need him to help us to fight and stand against the wiles of the devil. Rather, we need to stand against the wiles of the devil. We need to, having done all to stand, we need to equip ourselves with our whole armor of God. And we need our Lord and his strength to accomplish what he wants us to do. And you know what? Sinners without Christ, they need the Lord. They need to be saved. They need salvation full and free from the Lord Jesus Christ. They need their sins washed away. They need the Holy Spirit of God to come and live within by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because, you know, without Christ, you're a wide open target. It's just the way that it is, a wide open target for a satanic invasion indeed. Verse number 27. And it came to pass, as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, Blessed is the womb that bare thee, and the paps which thou hast sucked. So the Lord Jesus is teaching, and this woman is enjoying his teaching, and would take it from that way. I don't know. Maybe she's a messenger of Satan. I don't know if that's the case or not. She is thrilled, it seems, but she has a zeal and a desire for the goodness of the Lord. Maybe it is a messenger of Satan trying to push this of Mariology. And that's what we have here. It's an occurrence in the Gospels that deals with this of the worship of Mary. And so our Lord Jesus has a fine opportunity here to set the record straight regarding his mother, her intercession or not, and the worship of her or not. And so praise God that the Lord gives all that we need in the Scriptures. This woman says, Blessed is the womb that birthed you and carried you, and blessed are the paps by which you were nursed, the breast by which you were nursed. And so that of motherhood, pointing directly to Mary, what does Jesus say? Does he say, oh yeah, worship my mother. My mother's going to intercede for you. No. The Lord Jesus does not say that. Listen to what Jesus says. He said, yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Yea, rather. He said, let me point you not to my mother, but let me point you to what's important. He said, blessed not are the wombs, not are the womb that bare me and the paps that nursed me. Not that. He says, but blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. They indeed are the ones that are blessed. So here our Lord has a fine opportunity to introduce and set the record straight regarding his mother. And he says, don't worship my mother. She has a blessing from God, having been used of God to bring me into the world. Now, that's true. The Scripture says as much. She's blessed with that privilege and that blessing, but not because there was anything in her, and not because there is anything in her more now than just the blessing and touch of God. She, Mary, is no more or less effectual to any other sinner than she would have been having had the Lord Jesus, having not had the Lord Jesus Christ or been his mother. She's a woman. She was a virgin, a maid, chosen of God to bear our Lord Jesus Christ. And we praise the Lord for the Lord working. We praise the Lord for her testimony. But the Lord Jesus says, no, you hear the word of God and keep it. Yea, rather, verse 28, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. And when the people were gathered thick together and began to say, this is an evil, when the people were gathered thick together, he began to say, Jesus, verse 29 of Luke 11, this is an evil generation. They seek a sign, and there shall no sign be given it but the sign of Jonas the prophet. So remember here that in verse number 16, there were others there, two different things, some saying that he was casting out demons by the power of Satan, and then others urging a sign from him. Verse 16, and others tempting him sought a sign of him, a sign from heaven. And so the Lord's going to address that. There's been some talk, and the Lord's going to deal with it. They've not necessarily knocked on a door. They've not necessarily asked. Well, they are asking a sign of him, and you know what he's going to give them? Praise God, he's going to give them the truth. He's going to give us the truth. He says it's an evil generation at hand. They seek a sign, and there'll not be a sign given to them, but the sign of brother Jonah the prophet. Jonas is what is written here, and we know understand that to be Jonah the prophet. So here, our Lord takes, and regarding this man, he tells that indeed he is a prophet of God. And the Jews disliked Jonah, the work of Jonah, and what the Lord had commanded him to do, and what he did regarding Nineveh was something that was an affront to a nationalist Jew, one that had zeal and desire for the nation. He said, "For as Jonas was a sign to the Ninevites, and to the Ninevites, verse 30, so shall also the Son of Man be to this generation. The queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them, for she came from the utmost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon." And he says, "And behold, a greater than Solomon is here." Verse 32, "The men of Nineveh shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, this generation, for they repented at the preaching of Jonas. And behold, a greater than Jonas is here." Greater than Solomon is at hand. Greater than Jonas is here. So you seek after a sign. There's been signs given. The Son of Man has come. "Behold, a virgin shall conceive and be with child and shall bring forth a son. And thou shalt call his name Jesus. Thou shalt call his name Emmanuel," being interpreted God with us. "No man, when he had lighted a candle, putteth it in a secret place," verse 33, "neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light." He says, "I'm the light," just as John testified in his gospel. "The light of the body," verse 34, "is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light. But when thine eye is evil, thy body also is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. If the whole body therefore be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle doth give thee light." And so here the Lord Jesus, he tells about this generation, their wickedness, their desire. It's an evil and adulterous generation that seeketh after a sign. He says, here's your signs. Jonah was a sign to the Ninevites, and he testified of the Lord and preached repentance. The queen of the south came to Solomon to hear about all of his wisdom and such as that. And he said, a greater than Solomon is here, and you've not acknowledged it. The men of Nineveh, back to them, repented at the preaching of Jonah, and there's one greater than Jonah here. He says, the light of the candle is meant to shine, and that is what I'm doing. Watch out. Watch out how you're lit up. If you're lit up with the darkness, you are full of darkness. But if you are lit up with my light, then you are bright and shining unto the Lord and by the Lord. Verse 35, take heed therefore that the light which is in thee be not darkness. How about you? What's shining in you? Our Lord Jesus or the darkness of the sin and depravity of man? I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.